Welcome to the Immigration Update Podcast, the podcast that immigration professionals and foreign nationals turn to for up-to-the-minute information. Today is part three of our six-part deep dive into the O-1B visa. You can go back to our last two episodes to catch up if you missed them. This series is about the often convoluted language in the USCIS regulations that gets glossed over and misunderstood and that people far too often get wrong. One of the criterion for the O-1B that, in my opinion, causes the most confusion is evidence that the foreign national, quote, has performed and will perform in a lead, starring, or critical role for organizations and establishments that have a distinguished reputation evidenced by articles in newspapers, trade journals, publications, or testimonials, end quote. Well, what's so difficult about this criterion? And why do so many people get it wrong? Before we get into that, I'm podcast producer Mike Pulcinella. As always, I want to mention that this episode of the podcast comes from an article that was written by immigration partner Lynn Walker. The article appears in full on her LinkedIn page and is part of a six-part series covering important topics about the O-1B criteria over the next few weeks. Lynn will be following that up with an O-1A series that you won't want to miss. So, of course, we'll be covering it here on the podcast as well. That means you have options of how to get this material. After listening to this podcast, head over to LinkedIn and follow Lynn Walker. She posts many articles of interest to the immigration law community. I highly recommend you check out her feed and follow. And as always, please spell Lynn, L-I-N, when searching for her content. So now let's dive back into the O-1Bs. And since I am reading Lynn Walker's words, I'll just be speaking in the first person. As I said, one of the criterion for the O-1B that really causes a lot of confusion is the evidence that the foreign national, quote, has performed and will perform in a lead, starring, or critical role for organizations and establishments that have a distinguished reputation evidenced by articles in newspapers, trade journals, publications, or testimonials, end quote. All right, let's pull this apart a little bit. What's so difficult to understand about this criterion? Why do so many people get it wrong? Well, to satisfy this criterion, you must make a three-part showing. And these three parts are very important. Part one, the artist has performed, in the past, services in a lead, starring, or critical role. And two, the artist will perform, in the future, services in a lead, starring, or critical role. And three, the artist's performance in a lead, starring, or critical role was and will be for organizations and establishments that have a distinguished reputation. And notice, for each of those three things, I said and. You have to have all of those things. Many petitions include evidence of past performances or future performances in a lead, starring, or critical role, and not both. But to qualify, the artist's past performances and future performances must be in a lead, starring, or critical role, both the past and the future. Second, many petitions do not establish that the organizations and establishments have a distinguished reputation, and this is very important. Third, many petitions use the terms lead, starring, and critical interchangeably, when these really mean different things. For USCIS, a lead role means a principal role in the organization or establishment, while a starring role means a position of great prominence relative to others in the organization or establishment. Critical role means that the artist has contributed or will contribute in significant or integral ways to the organization or establishment's goals or activities. And at this point in the article on LinkedIn, there's a link to the USCIS regulations that you can review for yourself, which is why I always suggest you go over to LinkedIn and check out Lynn's feed. So here's your tip for this episode. And you may be starting to sense a pattern here if you've listened to parts one and two. Read the regulations and USCIS policy manual carefully and ensure that you are providing documentary evidence that satisfies the entirety of the criterion, not just a summary of what you think it means, or worse, only what you have evidence to show. Join us next week for part four. Thanks for listening to the Immigration Update Podcast with Attorney Lynn Walker. We'll be back next week with more breaking news of interest to the immigration law community. If you like what you hear, please follow, rate, and review the podcast. It really helps us grow. If you'd like to suggest a topic for our podcast or have any questions about your particular business immigration situation, please contact Lynn at lwalker@miner.com. That's lwalker@meyner.com. Disclaimer: the information contained herein is intended only for educational or informational purposes and is not a substitute for legal advice. Further, listening to this podcast in no way establishes an attorney-client relationship between you and Miner & Landis LLP. Listeners should consult legal counsel for definitive advice regarding the current law and regulations and how those apply to your unique situation within your organization.